It's 17 minutes after 6 with the Grease Man. Feeling pretty good this morning, feeling pretty good. I get very reflective early in the morning, staring at my steaming cup of coffee and remembering the living hell I've been through in life. Sure, as you drive down the Beltway, you've got other concerns other than my pain, but to me, my pain is very real. People always ask me, Grease, where do you get the ideas for those stories? Well, I think I first noticed the ability to emote on the radio. Happened to me in college, eh? I never told you this before, but maybe it's a reason why I reflect so much agony. Did I ever tell you about my roommate in college? His name was John Holmes. That's right. He and I were roommates. I'll never forget that first night in the dorm. We were turning in, and as he hung his suit and clothing in the corner and disrobed for the shower, he turned around and knocked everything off the dresser. I said, "My God!" He said, "Yeah, buddy, built for speed." I said, "Holy gee!" But he just smiled proudly and put on his bathrobe and I sat on the edge of the bed and wondered what it would lead to, but I should have known then that it would lead to trouble. Because every time I'd get really close with a girl, a good-looking girl, old John would just happen to come walking in the room with nothing on but a towel. He'd say, sorry, Grease, didn't realize you had company. And the girl's eyes would go wide as the towel inadvertently dropped to the floor, and she'd think, "My, well, aren't you going to introduce me to your roommate?" And sure enough, I'd find out that she'd see him. Oh, he didn't have a sparkling personality. He wasn't particularly bulky. He didn't have any particular talent. All he had was the ultimate! And I'd run into my girlfriends dining in the student union with him. They'd always be going over there to have John help him with their homework. I said, "Help him with your homework? He's got a 2.0. I got a 3.5. I'll help you with your homework." But no, he always stole my women. One time we went to Ocean City together. I didn't have a date the whole weekend we were together. You ever seen him in a Speedo? Looks like he shoplifted 2 cantaloupes in a Gilbasa. The man knew glory. And I face it, even though he made me miserable, I was very envious. And I wondered what it must be like to be like that. So I dropped out of school. And I got an idea. I went to deepest, darkest Africa. I went deep in the jungles looking for a pygmy tribe. A tribe that had never seen the white man. And sure enough, I found a tribe. And there were all these pygmies around. And I towered over them at 6'2". The tallest one there was 3'2". I said, "Bring me the women! Bring me the women there!" The women arrived, and I showed them the hydraulics, and they went, and they fell to my feet, because I then became the John Holmes of Africa. And for a while, I lived in idyllic splendor. They fought over me, being unused to the size of a man. And my life for a time was very pleasant. I lived for approximately 2 years with that tribe, and up until something happened, I was, well, frankly, living like a king. Until one day, when the plane came by, dropping off supplies and newspapers, I cried when I read the headline. When I read the headline, there it was in a little box in the corner of Variety magazine. John Holmes joins the Peace Corps. No!
Grease, digging the grease. DC 101.
Well, maybe they'll send him to Mozambique.